This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In case you missed it, I don't like Nikki Haley. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And here's the thing. I used to like Nikki Haley before I got to know Nikki Haley. I've spoken to Nikki Haley on multiple occasions, and I told you guys I had not a run-in, but we differed on the Confederate flag and taking it down. She stuck to her neocon guns because she knows nothing about politics. Welcome. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't like Nikki Haley because I don't like people I can't trust. I'm going to bet you many of you feel the same. Do you want to be in a relationship with somebody you can't trust? Do you want to be in business with somebody you can't trust? Well, why would you give your political future to somebody you cannot trust? It would be stupid to do that. The reason why Donald Trump is sticky, the reason why the left don't understand him is because he actually gains trust. Melissa and I were having a conversation about loyalty. Why? Look, the definition of leadership is this: the ability to gain willful cooperation. If you can't get people to do something willfully, they do it either out of fear or for some other reason. And you want them to do it because they want to do it. They don't have to like you. You don't need to like Donald Trump for him to tell you, here's what I'm going to do for you, whether you like it or not. Do you think that Donald Trump went, you know what, I hate lowering gas prices because it's going to benefit the people that hate me. I hate giving raises to people that are going to hate me. I hate that companies gave bonuses because of the economy I built to the people that hate me. Donald Trump says, look, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me. I'm going to give you a good result. And that has rocked the world of the politicians. What is he doing? How dare he give results? How dare he make people believe in something besides you? Ready for this word? Hope. They actually believe in a reality where they can do things, where they can live the American dream. How dare he live up to the principles of the Founding Father and the Constitution in this constitutional republic that we constantly refer to as a democracy. We don't live in a democracy. We got to defend a democracy. Well, what are you defending? Because you ain't defending America. We're not a democracy. I don't like people I can't trust. I've worked with them. In fact, I'll tell you a little dirty secret. I've met some of them in the conservative movement, ones that want you to believe they're stand-up people. Wouldn't trust them. I trust Hunter Biden over half of them. I'm not going to name them because I'm not going to, do the dirty laundry, but don't believe everything you read about the hype on some of these folks. And let me tell you how you figure it out. Listen to what they talk about. Listen to how they say things. It's kind of like how you vetted Romney, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, many others. They smile in your face and they do something very different. Here in Arizona, Carrie Lake just exposed DeWitt, who runs the GOP. He's trying to get her to drop out of the race. Listen, Other Carrie, there are a lot of people here, some powerful people out east. Out east. Didn't want to condemn anybody in Arizona. They're on the East Coast. They want you to drop out. And she's recording the call. And you know what Carrie Lake does? She says, well, why don't they join me? Why is it they're after me? I'm only doing things the right way. I'm proving to them I can't be bought. And on and on. And DeWitt's like, yeah, well, we can make it happen. Like, some of them are saying, let's get her a job, a big job, for a couple years and make it worth her while. And see, he's not bringing it to her like, Carrie, look, I am not impugning who you are in any way, shape, or form, but I'm going to deliver the message. There's some rich fat cats that want to see you wait 2 years to run for office, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is. Look, they wouldn't consider you a sellout, neither would anybody else, but that's up to you. But I'm not going to make this decision for you. I'm not recording this call, whatever. This is just something I figure I'd bring to you. I'm not trying to insult you by saying you'll take it, but they asked me to do it. They can't, you know, for whatever reason, and I'm just bringing it to you. And if you'd like, you know, I can get these guys on the phone, not because you're going to accept, but let them pitch it themselves. I mean, he didn't do anything close to that. He did exactly what somebody you can't trust does. Listen, Kerry, we got some bigger plans. We want to insert somebody else that doesn't have any morals or ethics, and we're going to have you wait, and then we'll circle back and do this with you. It's kind of like, a, you know, you meet somebody who's dating you before they finish getting married, and you think they're going to leave their spouse and come be with you. And then you're going to trust them, right? Because they left their spouse and now they're with you. Well, of course, that's built on trust. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Anyway, he got outed. But you can't trust Nikki Haley. And you don't have to believe me. You can hear Nikki in her own words. And we've played these clips before, but it's worth playing them again. And we're going to get to the numbers because, as you all know, the obvious happened in New Hampshire. I know this is going to come as a shock. I've been saving it for an hour, but Donald Trump won. I know. Who can believe it? Now, here's what I want you to know. Forget the margin of victory. Donald Trump won with the Republican vote, and the Democrats put everything in the... In other words, I don't know what Donald Trump's actual numbers were. We'll never know. Because the Democrats and the governor of Sununu, Chris Sununu, who is nothing more than a never-Trumper and another neocon, a globalist, etc., all the things we don't want in power, we think we've got X number of Republican governors. We got a couple of them that are nothing but rhinos. But these guys stacked the deck against Trump, and he still kicked Nikki Haley's butt. In a state, the only chance she had to win a primary, and by the way, I don't know if you've seen the national numbers, Donald Trump, 60-something percent, Nikki Haley, 12. But, ooh, everything was on New Hampshire. Now, nationally, he's almost 50 points ahead of this woman. And... But in New Hampshire, ooh, we got to look at, in order to determine if Nikki Haley should move on, we need to look at the numbers. We need to understand how bad he beat her in a race that everybody knows the governor and the Democrats financed in order to make Trump look bad. And you know what happened? Wasted money. $31 million. It could have gone to something else, something productive, to a person that never had a shot to be the GOP candidate. You know what, Nikki? Bye-bye. We'll get into the numbers and some of the other stuff. And what we should be talking about is Joe Biden letting other people eat in, because that's the bigger story.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The New Hampshire primary was called after 2 minutes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. 2 minutes, that may be the fastest of something getting caught. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. But that's pretty quick, isn't it? 2 minutes. It had MSNBC losing their minds. I don't like Nikki Haley. You want to know why? I don't like people who use tricks to make us think differently about them. Nikki Haley has never been a contender. She never should have run in this election cycle and probably any other. She's a dangerous politician because she's willing to do anything that the special interest wants her to do because she's got a price on her head. We have a clip, Vivek Ramaswamy. I did not even know this. But here's what he had to I didn't know this about Nikki Haley. I think that it's important that we expose politicians like her and never trust them again. And understand the apparatus that's behind them, that's making them do these things, losing their minds, losing their religion, as my grandmother would say.
After she steps down, her family starts a military contracting firm, Allied Defense LLC. If the mainstream press were doing their decisions, Allied Defense should have to disclose who their clients are. I did something that no normal business people don't do. I've put up 20 years of my tax records, personal tax filings. She should put up 20 years of her personal tax filings and put up the clients of Allied Defense LLC. If you're running for U.S. president, tell us who the damn clients are of the military contractor that you started, presumably using your connections from the U.N. Starts the military contracting firm. Starts, again, then serving on the board of Boeing. Ends up giving secretive speaking fees from foreign actors while also running a military contracting firm. Think about that. It's Hillary Clinton on steroids. You could just go down the list. She's somebody who literally during this presidential campaign, as far as I know, it's unprecedented in U.S. presidential election history, collecting corporate stock options while running for U.S. president. And now she's a multimillionaire.
Bought and paid. Nikki Haley is for sale. She will flip-flop. She will tell you what you want to hear. Then she will do what the people who bought her or will have her do. And you don't go from where Nikki Haley was financially to being a multimillionaire without owing people favors. You know, look, we struggle as a team. Make no bones about it. And I remember I was having a conversation with Joe the plumber, and Joe told me, he says, Kevin, he goes, a guy offered me $1 million for something to like take back something that he said about Obama. And he wouldn't do it. God rest in peace, Joe. Joe wouldn't do it. Could have changed his life. And I tell you, that happened to him at least 3 times. And the reason why we became friends was because Joe said of me, Kevin, you do what you say and you don't change. You can't be bought. I mean, if there was any time to be putting in bids for a brother, it's right now. But I won't accept them. I mean, if I can walk away from a pretty nice six-figure job at Fox where I could have kept it, I'm not saying there's a lot of money out there, but I'm just saying, if I can do that, I can fight it. I fought the law and the law didn't win. But Nikki Haley's for sale and everybody knows it. And I'm going to play these again because I think you need to understand this is the woman essentially debating herself, Nikki Haley, in her own words.
Run as President Trump ran. I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president. I will not now, not ever, support raising the gas tax. Let's increase the gas tax by 10 cents over the next 3 years. Every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. I never said government should go and require anyone's name. So I think China's been a really great friend of ours. Yes, I view China as an enemy. That was not what I intended to say. I do not think we need to pull money from the U.N. The U.N., the only thing is we would defund the U.N. as much as possible.
Governor DeSantis is hitting you for claiming the retirement age is, quote, way, way too low.
I have never once said that. But what we do know is 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that. We need to do it according to life expectancy. I never once said Hillary Clinton was an inspiration. I often say that the reason I got into politics was because of Hillary Clinton. I never said government should go and require anyone's name. A huge issue that I'll deal with as soon as I get there is social media. They need to verify every single person on their outlet, and I want it by name. What I have always said is boys go into a boys' bathroom, girls go into a girls' bathroom, but hold on 1 second. When I was governor, they wanted to bring in a bathroom bill, a transgender bathroom bill, and I strong-armed and said, we are not going to have that in South Carolina.
She said the law shouldn't get involved in that, and I just ask you, if you're somebody that's going to be the president of the United States and you can't stand up against child abuse, how are you going to be able to stand up for anything? That is the truth.
We have it
on video.
How many times did that woman say, I never said that? And then, boom, there's the next thing. I never said that. Bam. There's another. I never. You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to sit there and shut up. I already told you guys in the earlier segment, I cried foul on her. A little brown girl growing up in South Carolina. Whatever. I don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth. I believe Joe Biden more than I believe Nikki Haley. Let's get back to these numbers. It was brutal. It was a brutal night for Nikki Haley, no matter how you slice it. Race call 2 minutes after my friend Laura tweeted out, X'd out, whatever you want to call it. 2 minutes in the race was called. As I said, the lamestream media losing their minds because they didn't know what to do. They wanted, oh, and look, here's what the other thing about the duplicitous nature of Nikki Haley, with fooling around on her husband notwithstanding. Because that's there's bona fide proof of that, just so you know. It isn't conjecture. She did it. Now, at the end of the day, people have affairs. I'm not condemning a person for that. It happens in relationships for a variety of reasons. But Nikki Haley wants you to believe and trust in her and everything that in her life that points to the things that should be something to her. She uses her military husband as a badge of honor. And then you find out that she's been unfaithful to him. And again, not condemning that in and of itself because people do make mistakes. But she's not. When the guy asked her, I think we played the clip where he asked her to marry her, and she's like, well, you're going to vote for me? I'm willing to make the ultimate sacrifice if you give me your vote. My husband won't care. I mean, there's things that they do that lead you to go, that's a little bit of a red flag. And there are many others. Vivek, going back to what he said, secretive speaking fees from foreign contractors. She won't divulge where her money's coming from. And he said, unprecedented, collecting stock options while running for president. She's effectively telling you who she's beholden to. You want to know why she wants more war in Ukraine? I give you Allied Consulting. Nikki Haley's company. Divulge where your money's coming from, Nikki. Do what Trump did. But she won't. And she won't tell you who all these fat cat Democrats that are financing your campaign.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Freezing rain and snow are expected to cause travel headaches in the central U.S. through today. The National Weather Service warning of possible icy roads and power outages from the Midwest to the Northeast. Yesterday evening and late last night, cities across the central U.S. also experienced dense fog as well. In politics...
Nobody gets crowds like this. They want to see our country be great again. It's very simple.
Former President Trump visiting one polling place just hours before notching another convincing win in the Republican presidential primary in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, current President Joe Biden is also celebrating a successful write-in campaign that gave him a primary victory in New Hampshire on the Democratic side. And the U.S. Supreme Court approving the Biden administration's plea to overturn a lower court decision prohibiting federal agents from dismantling the razor wire installed by Texas along the southern border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At one point during the night, I don't even remember what time it was, but the unprocessed write-in votes were 69.1%. Joe Biden had 4.6% of the vote. Dean Phillips had 20.5% of the vote. And Marianne Williamson had 4.5% of the vote. The fact that Dean Phillips had 20.5% of the vote at any point is pretty impressive. He's gone from obscurity to that. But Dean Phillips made news in another way, and we're going to get back to the actual what my perceptions of the New Hampshire primary in just a second. But I want to play this clip from Dean Phillips because it's telling in so many ways. Some of you probably have heard it, but others haven't. So enjoy this. This is from a Democrat challenger to Joe Biden who probably will gain some traction if they don't watch it.
Now, I got to tell you guys, I went to a Donald Trump rally a couple nights ago. Never been to one. I had an event across the street. I saw the line of people waiting in the cold for hours. And I thought, what the heck? You know, I'm going to be a leader who actually invites people, doesn't condemn them. Met probably 50 Trump people waiting in line. Every single one of them, thoughtful, hospitable, friendly. All of them so frustrated that they feel nobody's listening to them but Donald Trump. A diverse crowd, people who had never been to a Trump event before. My party is completely delusional right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm just giving you... See, I don't like doing news the way it's... I want to give you things that let you sort of build your own perceptions. And I'm not trying to lead you down the primrose path. That was Dean Phillips, a guy who's running against Biden, a guy who has said, we got to stop Trump at all costs. He's as quietly anti-MAGA as you can get. I support Joe Biden. I just think he's too old. I think he's past his prime. But we can't let Trump in there. Why? Not letting Trump in means I don't want to listen to the 74 million people or more who voted him in the first time when he won before the coup. But he went and he said, what did he say? I went to a rally because I wanted to see what it was about. It was a line of people waiting in the cold, waiting for hours. You know what he had faced in Iowa? I played a clip of him where he didn't get a single person to come see him. So he's wondering, what's all the hoopla about? He goes over. He says, I met 50 Trump people. They were all nice. He goes, they were thoughtful. They were hospitable, friendly. What, nobody threatened to beat him up? Nobody threatened to put a rope around him and pour bleach on him and say, I know you that Negro from Empire. What? Oh, Dean Phillips isn't black. He's not black and gay and wasn't on Empire? Oh, that was Jesse Smollett. My bad. Oh, man, and you know what else he put in there? You're going to hate this, lefties. They were diverse. See, Dean Phillips learned it wasn't a bunch of white boys that were looking for Jesse. We heard Jesse Smollett was in New Hampshire.
We're up here to get him. We're going to finish the job on him. Just tell them two Jamaican white boys are looking for him, okay? Dean Phillip met 50 Trump people standing in the cold, waiting to get, pardon me, to get into a building. They were thoughtful, hospitable, friendly. They didn't jump on him. They didn't, look at you, why are you running? They didn't do anything. They were hospitable. They said Trump listens to us. They explained why they were voting for Donald Trump. They didn't leave him, man. We just locked down Trump. We hate Joe Biden. That's why we just can't stand Joe Biden. They talked to him. They gave him reason. And I'm going to tell you, I don't like, you can listen to his interviews. He just wants to win because he says, you got to stop Trump. What do you think he's thinking now that he talked to 50 of us? People that probably said, you know what, I really didn't have a dog in the fight. I wasn't, it's like I like Trump. I just like what he had to say. I like that he listens to me. I like that he's trying to do the things I want to get done. I like this previous administration. I like that these guys are, he's continuing to fight even though they're doing everything against him. He got real reasons. Ask these people over, why don't you like Donald Trump? Donald Trump is a terrible man. He's awful. He learned that they were diverse. And here's what else he learned. Many of these people, he said, had never been to a Trump rally. It wasn't like, in other words, they're kicking the tires. Let me ask you, how many people do you think? Now, don't say anything about this. How many people do you think are kicking the tires on Joe Biden? If you kick the tires on Joe Biden, the car will fall apart. Nobody's kicking the tires on the Democratic Party. And that's why he ended by saying, my party is completely delusional. They are telling you Donald Trump is a loser. Nobody likes him and all this stuff. And you know all they did? You want to know what all these suckers did? They orchestrated a vote. This is why I don't like, Hillary Clinton, but Nancy Pelosi. This is why I don't like Nancy Pelosi. This is why I don't like Nikki Haley. Is because they have to orchestrate a win.
Christian, who did you vote for and why?
Yes, so thank you. I voted for Nikki Haley, and it was certainly a strategic vote. I think the DNC is fairly resolute in their nomination for Joe Biden. And while I wouldn't vote for her in a general election, particularly on our differences with climate change solution, a woman's right to bodily autonomy, or incarceration rates, I think a vote for Nikki Haley helps diminish Trump's influence in the RNC and their nomination, but is also a vote towards democracy.
And Christian is emblematic of so many conversations that I've had here throughout the day.
Welcome back, everybody. The key thing that kid said, Christian, was a vote for Nikki Haley would diminish Trump's authority within the RNC. In other words, you can't let people know that Donald Trump runs the Republican Party. We have to give the perception that Mitch McConnell, that Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, all these rhinos are the reason that the party is together. Don't let people in on a little secret. And many of them, it wasn't just one guy. The interviewer said, you know what, I've run into a lot of people like this. Don't worry about Biden. Don't worry about what it looks like. I gave you some numbers earlier that you know, the Biden polling. I still think if they ran a straight New Hampshire election for Democrats, Joe Biden would be lucky to get into 60%. But many of them said, Joe Biden's our guy, which is going to be a big backfire. But they said that. So they could put their vote anywhere they wanted. Now, if you think that, Kevin, this is the one guy, that's MSNBC. That was an MSNBC report. I want to do the one, we have the one for CNN. Let's play the CNN. It's much the same, but here you go.
Nikki Haley.
And why did you vote for Nikki Haley?
It's a vote against Trump. I think it would be better to have her against Biden in the elections than it would be Trump and her.
Do you consider yourself generally independent Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
So when you undeclared, you voted for Nikki Haley. If it was Nikki Haley against Joe Biden in a general election, who are you voting for?
Joe Biden.
Now, do you remember when they ran these polls, it said if it was a direct matchup of Nikki Haley and Joe Biden, well, she beats Joe Biden by 17 points and she it doesn't matter what I do against Donald Trump. If I'm running against Joe Biden, I got the biggest margin of victory. Well, there you go. You heard it from the horse's mouth. We're going to vote for Nikki Haley in the primary to diminish Donald Trump. We want Haley to believe she's actually got a shot. Trust and believe. She doesn't. And she never has, and she never would have. Donald Trump leads Haley by 50% in a nationwide poll matchup. And we're focused on New Hampshire. New Hampshire, no offense, waste of time. I probably a great state. Probably great people. But in no way dictating what goes on. They have a primary where they let other people skew the vote. And here's the thing. Nikki Haley is relying on that as a strategy. Nikki Haley should have said, listen, I know what the Democrats are trying to do. If I can't beat my opponent with real Republican votes and not people who are going to switch their vote for me later on, I don't deserve it. I don't want it. It's not what we're about. It's not what I'm about. I want to win this thing legitimately based on, you know, real life issues. But she can't say that because she stood no chance. I'll put it to you this way. If Ron DeSantis had stayed in and there was no Trump, he would have trounced Nikki Haley. And if he didn't trounce her in New Hampshire, he would have beat her in her own state. The minute that the election was announced, 2 minutes in, it erupted for Donald Trump. And rightfully so. So look, I don't know where this thing ended up with Trump. He was at one point double digits ahead. It doesn't matter. I just played for you all the different reasons why there's nothing to worry about with this except for the idea that Donald Trump won. I mean, that's not a worry. You can be glad that he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He crushed Nikki Haley, and that was his job. And, you know, there were exit polls, and I don't know whether people were lying because some of the exit polls had Trump up by 40 points. I don't know if that's true or not. I know this. In a legitimate New Hampshire primary, I think Trump beats Nikki Haley by 40 points. We got a couple more things we want to cover just to get this off the table so we can move on with the real business of conservatism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In 15 seconds, should voters in their 20s plan on having to work until they're 70?
They should plan on their retirement age being increased, yes. We're going to change it to reflect more of what life expectancy should be.
Excuse me? You want people to work until they die?
That was a black dude on Twitter that put that out there. Good for him. People are waking up, and black folks are waking up. I've got a little bit to do with it, and there have been many others that have walked before me who have given me inspiration, and they are out there doing God's work. We're converting people all the time. In fact, I talked to one of my donors. I sent him a video that was made of me as a thought leader, and he called me going, "Kevin, that was fantastic."
He goes, we got to get you into black churches. And I said, funny you should mention it. I got called by a friend of mine who's he's a pastor. He has a black church. And he asked me to come speak. He goes, I'll fund it. I want you to go. He goes, I'll fund it. Get the ticket. Go. Please go. So we're going to make that happen. But yeah, and I'll send that video. I'll send it to a couple of people that have, you know, that are friends of mine. Great video. It's a phenomenal job done by the folks over at Epic Times. And that video was interesting because I was walking by their booth, and they'd interviewed somebody of note that was more famous than I, and somebody else stopped, yawned, and said, hey, you need to interview this guy. And he was like, I don't even know who he is. So literally, I'm sitting down. He's like, who are you? And I'm Kevin Jackson. He goes, well, who are you with? I'm like, the Kevin Jackson Network. He goes, oh, okay. Well. So we start doing the interview. And he's asking me questions, and he's blown away. I'm not kidding you. I can see on his face that he's going, this was a better interview than that knucklehead I had there who was supposed to be the big deal. And let me tell you what they did. They made 3 thought leader videos of me in a 5-minute interview. We'll show it to you. For those of you who are in Backstage Club, I've been texting you with stuff, right? Have you gotten it? I've been texting you. But the reason I'm doing that is because that's what you're going to be seeing on this other stuff. We've got exclusive audio, you know, interviews, things like that, exclusive video, exclusive stuff just for you. You're going to be getting a lot of stuff from me soon, I promise you. So go join. It's $20 recurring each month. Well worth it. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to cater to that group. I'm looking for 500 of them, but I get 50. That'll be the ones I cater to. Anyway, I'm going to get back to this. Trump did such a great job as president that the Democrats knew in 2020 they could not defeat him in a fair election. That's the honest-to-God truth. If any Democrat worth that had a soul were to tell you, that is exactly what they would have to tell you. And then, once they cheated him out of office and they used January 6th so they could crush him. They needed to destroy the idea that Trump was ever president. He led an insurrection, they wanted you to believe. Then they did 91 indictments against him in order to reinforce the idea of an insurrection. And all this stuff is backfiring. Do I really need to go into Fannie Willis mode and Letitia James and all these people? Jack Smith, these people that are losing it. Alvin Bragg, he's less findable than Sasquatch. They couldn't get rid of him. They enlisted our own people, Mike Pence, DeSantis, Chris Christie, people that have done really well in America as politicians, people that they thought would be able to bring the man down. They tried to get Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney. He couldn't do it. He served prison, and what's he doing now? He's probably holding the stripper pole for Stormy Daniels. I kind of made myself laugh with that one. That's pretty funny. Thought that one up on the fly. Like I told you guys, God whispers to me. Something tells me God didn't whisper that one. That was all me. Anyway, they couldn't get DeSantis to take Trump down, so they went to a worse candidate, Nikki Haley. And it was a massive fail, and Trump sniffed it out. He knew what was going on.
Here in New Hampshire, Nikki Haley has made an unholy alliance with rhinos, never Trumpers, Americans for no prosperity. Did you ever hear them? Did you ever hear them? Americans for no prosperity. I added the word no in. Globalists and radical left communists to get liberals and Biden supporters to vote for her in the Republican primary.
You know what I find most interesting about the tactics that were used by the rhinos and the people that hate Trump, the Democrats, and Nikki Haley herself? They openly do it. They proudly do it. And then they stand up. Yeah, what I did is I didn't want Trump to win, so I voted for Haley. Yeah, I'm going to vote for Biden, you know, in the general. And, I played clips earlier. That's what these two guys. But CNN and MSNBC, this isn't Fox News going out looking for the one lone guy, the outlier. And then did we play the clip where the guy gave the stats on the? I don't think we did we? Let me give you these exit vote. We have that clip, right? The exit voters. How many voted for Trump? The Republicans, the whatever, the whatevers, and who voted for Nikki Haley? It's very telling.
Here, take a look at the numbers. Among Trump voters, 70% of them, according to our exit polls, are registered Republicans. Donald Trump, his support, 27% of his voters are registered undeclared or independents. 3% were unregistered before today. Look at how that compares with Nikki Haley. It's a complete reversal. It's an alternate universe. Among Haley voters, 70% are registered undeclared. Only 27% are registered Republicans.
Welcome back, everybody. Those are crazy numbers, but I also want to do this. I want to play a couple of clips. Donald Trump kind of goes after Nikki Haley because she sounds like she's giving a victory speech when she got her butt kicked in New Hampshire. And then Vivek Ramaswamy has comments about it as well that I think are pertinent. So we're going to play those two clips, and we're going to close out this episode of New Hampshire and hopefully close out this episode of Rhinoism for a while, get firmly behind Donald Trump and see what happens. Anyway, here's the first clip.
I was up and I said, wow, she's doing like a speech like she won. She didn't win, she lost. And you know, last week we had a little bit of a problem, and if you remember, Ron was very upset because she ran up and she pretended she won Iowa. And I looked around, I said, didn't she come in third? Yeah, she came in third. And then I looked at the polls. He was talking about most winnability, who's going to win, and I had one put up. I don't know if you see it, but I have one put up. We've won almost every single poll in the last 3 months against crooked Joe Biden. Almost every poll. And she doesn't win those polls. Hell of a night tonight. And one other thing before Vivek comes. Do you see that poll? We're going to put it up. We have beaten Biden. You could almost say, who can't? Who the hell can't? The man can't put two sentences together. He can't find the stairs off a stage. Who can't? But Vivek, 1 minute or less. Go do it, Vivek. What we saw tonight is America first defeating America last. That's what we saw tonight.
Well said, Vivek Ramaswamy. Exit polls were brutal to Haley. And, of course, he, again, look at the numbers any way you want. They're skewed. Even Trump alluded that Ron DeSantis was mad because the Iowa numbers were screwed. She spent $3 million a week in New Hampshire. She spent millions of dollars in Iowa in order to get fake polling. It wasn't the Republican or the conservative vote. Nikki Haley is nowhere near being a Republican or conservative. In fact, one of my friends tweeted, Nikki Haley is no different from Liz Cheney and Hillary Clinton. Women who have never served in the military feel the need to prove how tough they are by always advocating for more war. To the voters of New Hampshire, please know that a vote for Haley is a vote for endless and bigger wars. She is about racism, pulling the race card. She's about feminism and pulling the feminism card, the woman card. She in no way exemplifies anything close to conservative values or even, quite frankly, American values. And I don't want to take the complete American stuff away from her because, you know, you grow up in this country, you get an appreciation for it, and she's certainly done things that we need to admire her for. I'm not going to take that away from her. But I won't trust her. I never would. And, you know, it's I remember the show Ozark where the guy says, we caught this lady that worked for my father stealing from the till. And he says, should my father have fired her? And one of the guys goes, no, because, you know, she really needed the money. It was because her husband was sick and all that. And then the guy goes, but how do we know she hadn't been stealing all along? And how do we know she won't steal anymore? And the fact is, you don't. It takes a lot for people to change. And here's what I want in politicians. And it's the same thing I believe people want from me as a friend. Here's what I can tell you as a friend, as somebody you may support. I will not change. These are my values. There is nothing that is going to compromise my values. There is nothing that is not going to make me not be your friend.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.